Hey, look out. It's Faith Talk today. I'm Rick Probst. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. We've talked to this gentleman many times, and we love talking to him. You'll want to check out his show and his website because he's got some really great shows on there. I was just listening to yesterday's. I'm talking about Steve Gregg, the host of The Narrow Path. You can hear that here at Faith Talk Atlanta. Steve takes calls and answers Bible questions related to Christian faith. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. Thanks.
We were just talking before we went, before the mics were hot, about you've been doing this since, I think you said, 97. You've been answering questions on the radio. That doesn't include the audio that's on his website, ladies and gentlemen, thenarrowpath.com. He's got the old podcast there from 2006, but he's been doing it since 1997. There are lectures there. There are videos there. Really, really cool. Let's talk about that. How have things changed, Steve, you think, over the years, people calling? Are they asking the same questions 1997 as 2024?
You know, kind of the same stuff. Obviously, there are current events that people ask about, but my show is not primarily about current events. That doesn't prevent people from asking about them. So, I mean, from time to time, we'd hear questions on things that were, happening or in the news at the time. But mostly from the beginning, the show has been just Bible Q&A. But yeah, a lot of people, when they think of the Bible, they think of very little else than Bible prophecy. And therefore, they're always curious about how things in the news might be fulfilling Bible prophecy. That's especially been true, of course, since October of last year. But that's been true more or less a lot. I don't actually prefer questions about Bible prophecy because I have a different view than many people do, and I don't really care to, it's not my interest in convincing them of my view. I'd rather answer practical questions rather than theoretical ones. By the way, you mentioned that I've been doing this since 1997. I've been doing it daily since 1997. I was actually for 7 years before that doing exactly the same kind of show once a week for another guy who had a 2-hour live program, and he had me do it for him Monday so he'd have a long weekend. So for about 7 years, I had 2 hours on Mondays doing exactly what I do now daily. I've been doing this daily for 27 years.
So you obviously enjoy it because, one, you've been doing it for so long, and to listen to you, you just enjoy it. And for those that are watching and listening, Steve just doesn't throw things together and say, hey, I wonder what I'm going to do today. There's a lot of planning, and the books behind there, I was thinking about today, how many books you've probably read, studied over the years. I'm sure the number, you can't quantify the number probably, but it takes a lot to get where you are, and you're still a student of the word, aren't you?
Well, yeah, actually, I started in the ministry in 1970. And in those days, I was so poor, I didn't have any books except my Bible and a concordance. But I studied it all the time for years. Eventually, in 1983, I was able to start a Bible school in Oregon, and a donation allowed us to buy a bunch of books for our library. So I finally had some other books to use. But most of my learning, frankly, for the first 10 years of my ministry was from the Bible itself, which is why all the answers I give are, from the Bible itself. I'll allude to what other books and people have said, and church fathers and so forth. You can see behind me there in the top shelf that large set of books. That's the set of the church fathers. I haven't read all those. I would like to. I will never get around to it. I have read literally hundreds, if not thousands, of books. But I have even more than that on my shelf. A lot of the books on my shelf are reference books, not the kind of books you read through, but the kind of books you look up stuff in.
Steve Gregg with us, the host of The Narrow Path. And, of course, Steve takes calls and answers Bible questions related to the Christian faith. And as he mentioned, probably a lot of a number of the calls lately about the war in Israel, the what's going on with Gaza there. Yesterday's show, you talked about I didn't get to finish the show, but it was Original Sin. You went to Revelation, talk about feasts. And it's just fascinating because I think that, you know, we've heard a lot of this, but I think it makes us think. I think when people ask questions, and I appreciate your candidness. In fact, you were talking about there. I think with the feasts, you gave three kind of answers that could be the answer to this gentleman's question. And you weren't really sure at some point that you were 100% on the third, which I thought was really cool that you would say that. Otherwise, I mean, you know, I could say, yeah, I know it all, and this is the way it is. But we appreciate your candidness, but you definitely know the word, and you answer just a wide range of questions. What's your favorite question, you think, that if every day that question could be asked? What would that question be, Steve?
That is a hard one, because I ran a Bible school for 16 years where I taught through the whole Bible verse by verse each year. And therefore, you know, I'm familiar with all the stuff. I don't have it memorized, but I'm familiar with all the questions and many of the answers to things. I'm also aware of the fact that lots of questions people have cannot be answered definitively with the amount of information the Bible gives us. And that's why, for example, I'll say, well, there's this view, and I'm not sure which one is right. I have to say that about a lot of things. But as far as favorite questions, when I was teaching through the whole Bible, people would ask me sometimes, what's your favorite book to teach? Which is a little different than what's my favorite question, but it's a similar answer. Sure. And that is whatever one I'm thinking about at the moment. It's like I have five children, which is my favorite? All of them are when I'm thinking about them.
Right.
You know? The one I'm thinking about is my favorite. The one I'm reading, the one I'm focused on is my favorite. I'm excited about, frankly, everything in the Bible, because I believe the Bible is the word of God. I believe it's the truth. I believe there's nothing that could be more important for us to be informed by. And although I will say this, there are some questions I've heard so many times, it is a little wearying to have to address it again, especially if I maybe have had to answer the same question twice in a single week after hundreds of other times over the years. But I don't mind. I mean, I realize that the people who are asking the question, this is probably the first time they're getting a chance to hear an answer. They must not be regular listeners. So that's, I mean, I'm here to help. I'm not here to have fun, though I enjoy it.
Right.
I'm not here to be paid, because I don't get paid for it. I'm here because I'm motivated to help people understand the Bible the best I can, and try to help them understand the answers to their questions. And even though I hold different views on some things than a lot of the callers do, I'm not even interested in convincing them of my view. I'm trying to give them an honest answer.
Right. It's so good. Steve Gregg, the host of The Narrow Path. If you're not a regular listener, hey, you need to be. It's good stuff. Steve, right here at Faith Talk Atlanta. And as I mentioned, you can go to thenarrowpath.com. And on that page, there's so much good stuff, which I know we're running out of time. I do want to talk about something that I watched this morning on there. But anyway, check out all the shows on the website there. You can listen to all the way back to 2006. And no doubt you have questions. You can either call or, hey, go through those podcasts and or those shows and check them out. I had an opportunity. I think I got this off your show, the link to where you talked to Max the Atheist. And
yeah.
I thought that was, I haven't finished it, but I thought, my gracious. And that's something that you regularly do?
There was a debate last Saturday. There was a debate with him. He set it up. He's a regular caller to my program. His radio persona is Max the Atheist.
Yeah.
His real name isn't Max. It's a you know, stage name. But he's a sincere atheist. Formerly a Christian, his father I think was a Baptist pastor, which is kind of sad that he's gone the way of the atheist. But
yes,
I've dealt with him many times on the air. We're friendly toward each other. I met him once, and he was friendly toward me, and I toward him. But he wanted to debate me formally, and so I said, you set it up, I'll show up. And we did, and that's now posted.
Yes.
At YouTube, and there's probably a link at our website to it somewhere.
Hey, check that out. And I didn't know how cordial everything was. I mean, he wasn't belligerent, and of course you're not.
Yeah.
But I thought, wow, isn't this the way the conversation should happen?
I think so. I mean, I think people should not be threatened. Christians should not be threatened. I think unbelievers might have reason to be threatened, but because unbelievers don't have facts on their side. Christians do. A lot of Christians don't know that they do, though. And a lot of Christians are intimidated. And that's why I think Christians ought to be better educated, because we really, all the evidence that exists is on the side of the Christian faith.
So good. We love your show. Steve, thank you so much for all the sacrifices you've made over the years. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and you'll continue to do that. You can hear The Narrow Path here at Faith Talk Atlanta, 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. It is a call-in show, so if you want to do that, you certainly can. Check out the archives at thenarrowpath.com. Steve, we got to go. Thank you. We look forward to talking to you again. Blessings to you.
It's great talking to you again.
Always, always good talking with you. Hey, I hope you enjoy the show. I know you do because you tell us, and we appreciate that. Thank you so much. You can listen to this show again on our podcast. Go to faithtalkatlanta.com, as well as all the amazing guests that we've had on the show. Until next week, I'm Rick Probst. We'll see you. Bye-bye.